I'm John Betcher with my colleague Gregory Copley, the author of Noble State, the new book about the uses of monarch, and we're about to see one in Canada. King Charles III is due in Canada open Parliament on the 27th of May. I read, thanks to Gregory, this is the first time since 77, what's that, 48 years, that the monarch, the king or queen of Canada, has arrived to read the speech before the opening of Parliament. There is much to be done. Part of the task of the king is to deal with the politics of the moment, the election of Mr. Carney and the coalition that he's formed together to pass legislation in Canada depends upon a deal of the rhetoric that he used during the campaign. And Mr. Carney was a former banker, was very good at attacking Mr. Trump, attacking the United States, claiming he's defending us, defending Canada on the beaches, on the hills, we will never surrender. The king shows up now. All of this is foolishness, but what does the king do? Because Mr. Carney has spoken against the king. Gregory, is that something you've seen before, the Prime Minister of Canada or Australia speaking against the king?
Well, I mean, Carney certainly hasn't spoken against the king, really, since he got into political life, and nor would he dare to. And the king can't afford to acknowledge that underneath it all, Carney is a republicanist, globalist, and not in favor of the monarchy, because right now Carney needs the king to put the seal of approval on the government, the new government of Canada, and not only to, if you like, send a message to the United States that Canada is united and will remain united, but that he will also bring back the Western Confederation of States, Alberta, Saskatchewan, British Columbia and the like, into harmony with the rest of Canada. So the king essentially is going to express a total Canadian identity, bearing in mind that Canada has not seen such a threat to its territorial integrity and sovereignty since 1810. So the War of 1810 was really the last great assault on Canada as a whole and helped to unify it, just as the recent Trump joking around with Canada had led to the unification in some respects of Canada. But right now, Carney has all of these internal bits and pieces to take care of, including the threat by Alberta and the Western Confederation to possibly secede from Canada. That would be a very difficult thing to do, but what they're really demanding is that the centre, namely Ottawa, pays much more attention to their needs, doesn't steal all of their the revenues, the vast amount of revenues and stimulus created by the Western economies, and basically take the money and disperse it into the Eastern population centres. Australia's got the same situation. Western Australia creates all the wealth. The more populous eastern states steal it all. Canada's getting a little ticked off with this. And they're very conscious of the fact that in 1934, Western Australia had a referendum to secede from the rest of Australia. So all of these things sort of are very much in the consciousness in the Commonwealth, or shall we say the major realms of Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and the UK. So basically, Carney is trying to use the king to suppress the internal dissent, create unity and the like, but he will have to deal with things later. And what I think we're looking at is Mr. Carney, who's tried to gather all the strings of power to himself and not really delegate any real responsibility to his new cabinet, is going to get into the same situation as Sir Keir Starmer, the Labour leader in Britain, because within 6 months of Starmer being elected, he became the most unpopular prime minister ever in the United Kingdom.
Gregory, I want to read a quote from Carney here before we forgive him. He told Sky News, this is Dateline the 15th, "I think, to be frank, the Canadians weren't impressed by that gesture." What's he talking about? The king inviting the president of the United States for a state visit. "Given the circumstances, it was at a time when we were being quite clear, some of us were being quite clear about the issues around sovereignty." But he's talking about the king and his friend Donald Trump. We've got 30 seconds, if you can explain it to me, how a prime minister can speak against the king.
He's against the king when it looks like he's being tough against Trump, but needs the king to save his tail anyway. And he has to recognize that the king is also the king of the United Kingdom, cannot afford to offend any head of state. And the king's been very, very careful and delicate about this. He has kept Canada's interests at heart and sent that message clearly as King of Canada to Washington. He is also protecting the interests of the United Kingdom and the bilateral relationship, and arguably overall the entire Western interests of Canada, the United Kingdom, the United States.
We will continue in near future. Gregory Copley, Noble State is the book.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.